A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewinded. Yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, the Marlins were looking for their second consecutive series against the Phillies. It was a matinee rubber match between Dan Straley and Nick Pivetta. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, a very rough afternoon to end a rough homestand coming out of the All-Star break. The Marlins lose to the Phillies 10-3 today. Phillies win this series 2 games out of 3. And the Marlins go 1-5 on this 6-game stay at Marlins Park. 3 losses against the Dodgers, then losses in 2 out of 3 against the Phils. Marlins like your chances coming in today. They had their most consistent starter this year, Dan Straley, on the mound. But Straley got into trouble in the first inning. He issued a one-out walk to Freddie Galvis. That's very rare. He'd walked one or no hitters in each of his last 9 consecutive starts. But today, Straley walked 3 in 5 innings of work. He walked the second batter of the game, so the Phils had a base runner for Nick Williams.
There goes Galvis, and the ball is ripped toward the gap out into right center by Williams. Galvis has already been waved at third base. That ball is picked up by Yelich off the wall in right center. 1-0 Phillies on a 3-base hit by Nick Williams, and that is his first 3-base hit.
First career triple for Williams. He'd hit his second later in the game. He's had a terrific 3-game visit here to Marlins Park. So the Phillies had a 1-0 lead. They had Williams at first, still only one out, went up step third baseman Michael Franco.
Franco hitting 230, and the pitch to him, and it's popped up. Out into left center, and that should be deep enough to get Williams home. Yelich moves in, makes the catch, and here comes the runner, and it's a sack fly for Michael Franco. He collects his 50th run batted in, and the Phillies have a 2-0 lead.
Well, Daniel Nava followed with a single, first of 4 hits he had in this game. He was on base 5 times. Tommy Joseph singled, so Phillies had 2 on with 2 outs when Odubel Herrera finally ended the inning with a foul pop to the third baseman, Derek Dietrich. Derek made a great catch, sliding into the sidewall and banging his left knee against some cement at the base of that wall. He was hobbled getting up, but he stayed in the game. Damage was done, though, in the first inning. A 20-pitch inning for Straley. Phillies had a 2-0 lead after sending 7 to the plate. In the bottom of the first, with one out, Giancarlo Stanton stayed red hot.
Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Stanton drives the ball high and deep. Center field, way back. It is up, up, and away. Number 30 for Giancarlo Stanton. A monster shot just to the left of dead center. My goodness, he is on fire.
Well, Stanton has homered in the first inning in 3 consecutive games now. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. With Straley and Pivetta both working scoreless second innings, it stayed a 2-1 Phillies lead into the bottom of the third when Nick Pivetta was his own worst enemy. He got the first 2 men out, Gordon and Stanton, but then he walked Christian Yelich. Yelich went to second base on a single by Marcelo Ozuna. The runners moved up to second and third on a Pivetta wild pitch. And then Pivetta let another one get away. Pivetta from the stretch, the 1-2 pitch. It's in the dirt. It rolls away. Here comes Yelich, and we called it. He slides in safely. Ball only about 8 or 10 feet to the right of the catcher, Knapp. But because of the defensive alignment, the wild pitch scores the run. Marlins have tied the game at 2 in the third. Just before that pitch, I was talking about the Phillies' defensive shift and the fact that the third baseman, Franco, was closer to second base than to third base, enabling Christian Yelich to get off to a huge lead and to really extend that lead on the pitch to the plate. And I said, you know, you don't even need a ball to get that far away from the catcher for Yelich to score on a pitch in the dirt. The very next pitch rolled 8-10 feet away from the catcher, and Yelich scored. We had a 2-2 game, but that was about where the cheering ended for the Marlins today. After Miami tied in the bottom of the third, Phils came right back in the top of the fourth with one out, a single from Andrew Knapp. A sack bunt by the pitcher Pivetta got him to second base, and Cesar Hernandez picked him up. Here's a ball lined up the middle, base hit center field. They're going to wave Knapp around third base, and Hernandez comes through with a clutch 2-out single. Gives the Phillies lead back 3-2. Then in the top of the fifth inning would be Straley's final inning. Back-to-back singles by Franco and Nava got things started. Runners moved up on a ground out by Tommy Joseph. With first base open, Odubel Herrera was walked intentionally. Bases full, one out, when Andrew Knapp stepped in against Straley.
Here's the 0-2, and this ball is fisted into center field. Christian Yelich comes in, makes the catch. Tagging at third is Franco. The throw is cut off and dribbles on into Realmuto. And because that throw got away from Bohr, advancing to second base is Herrera. A sacrifice fly for Andrew Knapp. And it's 4-2 Philadelphia.
Dan Straley done after five innings. Allowed four runs on nine hits, equaling a season high for the third time. Walked three, struck out seven. Pulled after 93 pitches, 62 strikes. Nick Whitgren came out in the sixth inning trying to keep it a 4-2 game, and he couldn't do it. A single, a double, and a walk loaded the bases for the Phillies with one out in the sixth inning for Daniel Nava.
One strike pitch to Nava. Hit hard. Line drive, base hit to center field. His fourth hit. Knocks in one. Here comes a second run as Galvis scores. Two more runs for the Phillies and a 6-2 lead here in the sixth inning.
And they would extend that lead further, courtesy of Odubel Herrera.
The pitch to Herrera, and it's fisted to the left side. Under the glove of Dietrich, who didn't get down low enough to stop that ball. Coming around to score is Williams, and it is a 7-2 lead.
The Phillies are in command. They sent nine to the plate in that sixth inning against Whitgren. Marlins got one run back in the bottom of the sixth, and it came on one big swing from Christian Yelich.
The pitch, swing, and a fly ball, well tagged, out into left center. Going back, the center fielder cannot get this. And it is into the gap between the wall and the home run sculpture, and a home run for Christian Yelich. Number nine on the year, and his first hit in this series after having gone 0-for-9. He delivers a long ball, his 45th run batted in, and the third run of the day for the Marlins.
Yelich finished 1-for-11 in the three games against the Phillies, but that home run was his ninth of the season. It would stay a 7-3 Phillies lead into the ninth inning. Vance Worley pitched a scoreless seventh, a scoreless eighth, but in the ninth he simply ran out of gas. He was up over 50 pitches, allowed a sac fly to Nick Williams, and a two-run double to Michael Franco. Phil sent nine to the plate in the ninth. Second time in the game, they sent nine batters to hit in an inning. And they win this one going away by the final of 10-3. For the Phillies, 10 runs, 20 hits, no errors, 15 men left on base. Could have been worse. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 5 today. Nick Pivetta, the winning pitcher in his first ever start against the Marlins, he improves to 3-5. Pivetta went 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, walked 1, struck out 4. Allowed a couple of homers, Stanton in the first and Yelich in the sixth. They both came, though, with the bases empty. He threw two wild pitches, 95 pitches in all, 64 strikes. So Pivetta the winner, Dan Straley the loser, drops to 7-5 on the year. His first loss after two terrific starts previously in his career against these Phillies. Time of the game was 3 hours, 4 minutes, and a crowd of 31,854 here to take it in at Marlins Park today. A lot of youngsters on camp day at the ballpark. They see the Phillies win at 10-3. So the Phillies take the series 2-1. They improved to 32-61 in the season. 16-36 on the road. Marlins fall to 42-51. They're now 22-26 at Marlins Park following a 1-5 homestand.
Now the Phillies all over the Marlins in Game 3. They win that series 2-3 at Marlins Park. The Marlins are off today. They're on the road tomorrow in Cincinnati. On Friday night at Great American Ballpark on the banks of the Ohio River, a matchup between Jose Ureña and Homer Bailey. It's a 7:10 first pitch against the Reds in Cincinnati. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.